Yeah, dude. You know, dude.
Fantastic. I just watched the entire first episode, first season of Jackass yesterday.
Nice. Yeah, that's one I might have to dig into. I know I got the DVDs somewhere.
It's the one where part of it's where Johnny Knoxville puts the fake baby on top of his car and drives off. Oh, my God. I was dying laughing.
Classic, dude. Classic. Love it. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's Brock. It's Hunter. The Plan B Morning Show on WIRX, WIRX.com. Don't forget to stream us on your smartphones. Get all of your podcasts on your smart speakers. We're all over the place. Just say, hey, play Rock 107 WIRX, and you'll be good to go.
Because you ain't doing nothing outside, dude. Have you seen it?
No. Is it snowing?
What is going on?
Oh, my God, it is snowing.
I got like an inch of snow here at my house.
Oh, dude, I just looked out. I feel like that crazy guy just like opening up my blinds aggressively.
Hey,
dude,
get off my lawn.
Oh, dude, this sucks. This sucks. It's all right. It'll be gone. It's not going to stick, but still, though. Well, I don't feel bad about those three naps I'm going to take today.
Yeah, it's going to really interrupt my day. You know what's crazy is I think we got more snow now than basically we have all winter long. We got like one or two snowfalls in the winter. And now we get like a 65-degree day, and I got an inch of snow here, Miles.
Screw you, man. Here it comes. Yeah. Here it comes. anyway, I was going to say be careful on the roads, but no one's out on the roads. If you are one of our essential employees,
jogging.
Be careful if you're out there working. If you're yogging,
yogging.
With a soft J, yogging. It's yogging. Anyway, let's see. It is time for, I forgot what we were doing. It's time for your WTF. Let's do it.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden?
Your best buds in the business.
Nailed it, buddy. Good job. What's up, Kay?
What's up?
What's up, Kay? Anyway, what should we do? Let's see if there's anything crazy. You know, the other thing, too, with all this, the stupid criminals have not been as prevalent.
Well,
usually,
I've been quarantined.
I have at least three stories that involve stupid criminals, but everything is calmed down. Just see, idiots usually out they there just, in general.
Usually they just blend in with the crowd, but now there's not a crowd, so they stick out more.
And they're not doing as much. They can't go out and do their crime and their stupidity. Here, this is good. We'll do this one. There's a woman named Amanda Liberty in Leeds, England. Amanda is in her 30s, but she's been in a long-term relationship with someone much older, a 92-year-old German chandelier.
A chandelier, like
yes,
like above your dinner table chandelier?
Yes, you know, big fancy chandelier with lights on it and gold and crystal and all that.
What my grandma used to have. Okay, exactly. Go ahead.
That's right. She is attracted to chandeliers and this one in particular. Well, she recently got upset after the British tabloid The Sun included her in an article that mocked her relationship with the chandelier and implied she was crazy. She was also mad. They said she was married to the chandelier when they're just engaged. She went to the group that regulates the press and argued her attraction should be considered and protected protected sexual orientation. But the group ruled against her, and they found that their code only, quote, provides protection to individuals in relation to their sexual orientation towards other persons and not objects. There is a photo. Oh, my God.
I have a feeling. No, don't tell me. I have a feeling she draws her eyebrows on, but they're, like, really high and surprised.
No. You wouldn't have guessed. I wouldn't have guessed. There's a picture of her holding her chandelier close to her. You know, she looks exactly like someone who would be in love with a chandelier. Absolutely would be in love with a chandelier.
What's going on in the world? Come on. It'd be like Brock. It'd be like you getting married to that new fishing pole you just bought the other day.
I mean, that makes sense, though. That makes sense. It's a hot fishing pole. It's a hot rod.
Okay.
Hot rod with a thick, juicy reel.
Jeez, man.
It's got curves in all the right places.
You know, you stay away from that fishing pole, you weirdo. You know, you need to go hang out with Amanda. You know, her and her chandelier, you and your fishing pole, you could have a double date.
You know what I do when I see my fishing pole? I want to kiss you all over. And over you're weird. Red.
You've only been in quarantine for 2 days. Listen to you.
Kiss you all over.
You're looking at your fishing pole weird.
Till the night closes in. Till the night closes in.
You're losing it, buddy. You're losing it.
Oh, God. I am losing it. Oh, God. Maybe Amanda and her chandelier and me and my fishing pole could all have a foursome. We'll have an orgy.
How would that even work?
We'll make it work. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. We'll make it work.
Don't you come near my chandelier.
We'll record it.
This is getting really weird.
This is so weird. I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah, you're going. Double.